Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special referendum week where we have a very special edition of the Shot Podcast for you. We're actually cross-posting the Chasers' fabulous interview that they have done with Adam Briggs, who has been such a hero of the last couple of weeks of the campaign, cutting through where lots of other people couldn't. So this is a great discussion to have as we head towards the polls. I've been out at the pre-polls and don't believe what you read. There's a very positive mood, at least in inner city Sydney. So have a listen to this and get out there, vote yes, and persuade everyone you know to do the same.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, what's going on?
Hi, it's Charles and Dom. Thank you so much for joining us.
What's happening?
Well, you've basically set the world alight with that video you made with our friends Vic and Jenna. What's the reaction been like from your perspective?
I think it's resonated with people because that's the conversations that people are having, you know? And I think that's been like the feedback to me, like, oh my God, I had that conversation, you know, with my mom, or I had that conversation with my friends at the pub, or you know what I mean? So it struck a nerve because it's the truth.
You must have driven a lot of traffic to Google. I should give you shares or something.
Well, get anything out of them. Just some facts would be nice, but maybe they'll do like one of those little Google, you know, doodle drawings or whatever and commemorate the video.
One of the things that was so beautiful about the video was just how patient you were.
So what about the voice doesn't make sense? Like, just, you know, what would be far enough? What are your thoughts?
I've heard that it could divide the nation.
How?
Okay, so I have read something online about just the nature of democracy in general.
Mm. Yes, because it's patronising to Indigenous people, and I would hate to patronise an Indigenous person.
It doesn't go far enough, but then it also goes too far.
Yes.
Because democracy. Have you Googled it?
It just made me think this has been the whole process for you and so many First Nations people of just having to explain again and again and again and somehow not lose your shit. How do you do that? How do you remain so patient and calm?
That's a testament to my acting ability.
It's great. You're putting everything into it.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of patience in real life.
And is it true that there wasn't any script? It was just Vic and Jenna actually being themselves?
I think there is some truth in that. It's been a pretty testing time for a lot of blackfellas. The weight of expectation and information and education has been put on blackfellas once again.
Mm.
You know, like to do the heavy lifting. And I think like that's one of the most frustrating things about, you know, yes versus no, is the burden of, you know, explanation and to divulge detail.
Yes,
is placed on the yes, where it's no is just no. You know, there's no there's no outcome, there's no explanation, there's nothing, there's no vehicle, there's no mechanism that they provide to be like, no, we want to do it this way. It's just no.
It does feel ironic, doesn't it, that it's come to so many yes campaigners, and particularly, as you say, First Nations people, to explain in great detail using their voices why their voices an explanation should be listened to at all.
Mm.
Well, irony is never lost on me. It's fun. You know, there's so much misinformation out there. It got so complicated. Like, that's why I reached out to Nash to make something, because I was like, we just need to debunk the comment section, you know, so people can stop spouting that it's a PSYOP conspiracy and a UN land grab.
Mm. Yes.
Wait, are you saying the United Nations isn't going to run Australia if yes wins? Are you sure? Because I heard something on the internet.
Like, it couldn't happen fast enough, if you ask me. You know, it's just bonkers. How do you get there? Like, how do you get to that point, you know, of your thinking that makes sense?
The United Nations track record on organising anything is not great, let alone a massive land grab for the whole of Australia.
Yeah, and so also the 3%, you know, of Australia is holding off the UN. You know what I mean? Like our 3% of this quote-unquote sovereignty is the only thing stopping the UN from taking over Australia.
I mean, it's really a big tribute to Indigenous Australians that you've managed to hold off the UN for so long.
Yeah, it was like me, Eddie Bett, you know, Jonathan Thurston, we're all on the front line in holding back the UN.
Thank you for your service. One of the things you said, Briggs, that resonated with me most was when you talked about living in no and how that's been the reality for you for your whole life. Can you tell us what that looks like? Give us a sense of what no means and what's on the table here from your perspective, given the life you've led and the way you felt about growing up in Australia and trying to get your voice heard.
You know, I see a lot of comments from councillors and members of parliament and low-level bottom-feeding politician journeymen and, you know, career uni students who are talking about how I'm Greek or I'm Italian and I come to Australia and we built a life, and it's like, yeah, mate, you built it on grey. Like, that's where you built your life. And, like, the other thing is you have Italy, you have Greece, you have a country to look to that is your sovereignty, that is your nation. It's like, you're on our nation right now. They can't comprehend that. And, like, no, for me, it's like I grew up in Punch of Victoria in Shepparton. It's a one nation national stronghold. You know, it is no country for old men in Shepparton. Like, that is...
Yeah, right.
Where I grew up. And so we're always, like, Aboriginal people have always been on the fringe of that town. When the Cummeragundra walk-off happened, you know, we walked from Cummera to Marutna to the outskirts of Shepparton, and it's where we stayed, you know? Like, even myself, like, I'm a big shot now. You know
damn
what I mean?
Straight.
Like, yeah, I do all these things, you know, but they still struggle. Like, the town still struggles to recognise, you know, how they benefit from the presence of people like myself and my community that brings so much wealth and so much culture to the town. And, like, that's what I mean when I thought I grew up in no. It's like, because my whole life I was told no, you know, act like us, be like us, you know, like from my early days in school to trying to get a job and whatnot. It's like, I just grew up in this deficit.
And when you mentioned bringing culture to the town and the value that you and your mob add, the Now and Forever Festival, this event you just put together, what a massive undertaking. I mean, you've been one of the busiest people involved in this whole thing. You've given this your all. What was the festival like?
It was amazing, man. Like, all the work that myself and my production team, especially my lead, Steve and Christy, Christy Walker and Steve Smith, like, these guys who took the ethos that I presented and held it down from birth to execution, you know, because that was the main thing that I wanted to get across. Like, this is not a political rally. This is like, I'm showing you what yes looks like, what solidarity looks like, what working together and unity looks like. It wasn't my vision. It was our vision, our collective vision. Everyone who signed up to play on the day is someone that I admire and someone that I reached out to myself personally. Everyone who's on the bill, I spoke to personally about being part. And, you know, more people wanted to be part, but, you know, convincing the time means only, you know, we can only get the gods who we got. But I feel like it was the best example of the kind of country that I want to see.
Yeah, it really felt like a moment of positivity amongst some very tough months for everyone on the yes side of this.
I think as well, it's like, no is easy. No is, it's like, it's a little bit scary. It's a little bit cool. It's contrarian. It's fun to tell the government no. You know what I mean? But it's like, you're not telling the government no. You're talking to blackfellas. Blackfellas asked for this. This isn't Labor's voice. This is meant to be enshrined in the Constitution, so it lives beyond this current government. You know what I mean? So, you know, the positivity of what I wanted to bring is what people engage with. I feel like people like to look and share, you know, the no and that kind of the funny kind of contrarian outlet, but people truly engage better with positivity. And you can see that in the turnouts of between no and yes rally. Like, who does no have? Kamal and Angry Anderson, you know, and respect to them, but that's a shit show.
And Lyle Shilton now.
Lyle Shilton on board to lecture people I'll like you back. About equality.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But also my son, who's 15, is on the TikTok all the time. And he just says, no, just floods every single comment, even if it's nothing to do with the voice. There's just all these sort of people going, no, 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 no. And he said it's so clearly just some sort of organised campaign. It's not, you're right, there's nothing joyous or organic.
The idea that it's like some kind of, you know, the idea that the yes is funded by big dogs and it's like this commercial and the no is the underdog, they positioned it really well. Like, kudos to them. Like, their TikToks have been great. Like, they've done it really well. I can't front. Like, I admire some marketing. You know what I mean?
So, well, I must say, because the first time I saw your video was on the TikTok. At first, I thought, oh, is this some sort of clever no campaign? Like, it got me in on it being a no thing. And then it was like, oh, fucking, thank God there's finally a good TikTok that's a yes.
Briggs hasn't changed side to the last minute.
No, well, I was wondering what they were doing. Like, it was going, what the hell's going on? So, yeah. It was very, it really did. I think it's pivoted the campaign. Like, it's a real, you and Nathan Cleary, that's it. It's in the bag tomorrow.
Right. We do actually need
shout
you.
Shout out to Nathan. One more comeback. You know what I mean? One more comeback from Nathan Cleary. But, like, the leadership, you know, the leadership that young man's shown, you know, is just, it's paramount. Like, that is the kind of, you know, leadership. And, like, people like, what's a celebrity know and what's a sportsman know? You know, like, what do they know about this and that, right? And it's like, man, it's just about sparking that idea that there is more to talk about, you know, for the undecided. Like, I'm not out here trying to convert hard no's. It's about the people who are undecided and, like, the big ocean in the middle who are like, do Aboriginal people even want this, you know? And, like, just because the amount of misinformation, you know, and, like, no is out there. Warren and Jacinta, those goofballs, are out there saying, yes is divisive. No brings the country together. And it's like, but they don't tell you how.
Well, no, isn't no bringing treaty? As soon as no happens, isn't treaty coming next, according to Warren Mundine?
Warren's a dummy, you know what I mean? He just says whatever works on the day. He can't think on his feet. He's just a goofball, man. He's just like, he's soft. And like, it's just embarrassing to watch him go around the way he does when he's just flipping and flopping and saying, you know, if the yes does get up, I would consider a spot on The Voice. It's like, no shit, because you're a political parasite. You're just looking for another host, Nick Ross.
I'm sure Kamal is interested in being part of The Voice if it does get up. I don't know how he will, but the,
or,
one of the
or
things,
not. Or yes.
Kamal thinks it's a seat that spins around.
One of the things, I guess it's been lost in all of this debate about processes and mechanisms and so on, is what The Voice is for, is the things that The Voice would represent about and what we'd get to hear that we don't hear now. And so in closing, it'd be great to get your perspective on what The Voice would say. What are the perspectives you want Australia to hear that we're not hearing right now?
Well, like, a lot of the conversations I see, like, people are saying, like, oh, The Voice won't even be able to change Australia Day. The Voice doesn't want to change Australia Day, so what's the point of it? And it's like, man, fuck Australia Day. Like, Australia Day is going to change community by community, like, how it is at the moment. That's not important. The Voice should be talking about how to allocate the funding that's been misused over the years to Indigenous-led, Indigenous-owned programs that, in return, create infrastructure and employment and enterprise to close these gaps, to close these gaps on health, to close these gaps on education, to close the gaps on justice, to bring it to some kind of parity, to work towards that. The Voice is meant to be there to help direct the government on how to implement what's happening, you know, in these communities. That's what it's set up to do. And it's not a magic wand. Like, if The Voice gets up, if Yes gets up on the 14th, it's not going to be fixed by the 15th or 16th. It's a generational change. Like, what we're asking for here is to understand and work towards an outcome that benefits all of Australia. The other thing is, like, this is also about our identity presented to the world. We're a global citizen. We're a part of the planet, believe it or not. And it's like, what kind of message do you want to send to the rest of the world about what we are here and what our national identity is? A lot of the things Australians hang their hats on, Anzac Days and whatnot, is British.
Mm.
We're little Britain over here. Like, until we embrace Indigenous people and, you know, the oldest living continuous civilization on the face of the earth, we're not going to have a real identity. We're going to continue to be little Britain.
As someone with British heritage, I've got to say, I don't know that there's much there to celebrate. scones are about all we've contributed at this point, isn't it?
And we can all enjoy a scone. I'd be beside myself if scones weren't a part of our future after the referendum.
But if you vote yes, aren't you voting no to scones? Like won't they eliminate scones? That's the scare campaign that's really hooked me.
And does The Voice want the cream or the jam on top? That's what I want to know. Look, it's been a very tough campaign. It's been a very emotional campaign. I can't even imagine what it's like for you and other First Nations advocates who've stuck your head in the middle of this and taken so many shots from everybody. You couldn't have done more, honestly, by the looks of things. And incredible that you found time to talk to us, and we're very grateful.
Thank you so much, man. It's like, as I said, it feels like I've done about a year's work in 4 weeks, you know, and it's what was called. I just seen what needs to be done and just did what I did. And I appreciate everyone's work, and big and small, and everyone doing their part in their way. I don't tell anyone to do what I do because it's, you know, detrimental to your health. But everyone out there doing their thing, having these conversations. One thing I will say about this, it's like it brought out a really ugly argument in Australia, and it's really revealed who we are as a nation. The other side of that is the good people that have come through, the good people I've talked to, the good people that have shown up and given their everything are really, really fucking good. They're really good. So, like, if there's anything to take away from that, then, like, one Jimmy Barnes is worth 100,000 Gronks.
Look, when the UN comes rolling in, can you put in a good word for us?
Yeah, I'll talk to Commander Thurston and I'll see what I can do for you guys.
Thanks so much, mate. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast Network.
Have fun voting tomorrow and vote yes.
We'll have a wrap-up episode after whatever happens, happens.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.